That's right, folks. I have entrance music now. It's Wade Barrett's entrance music, but it's mine now, too. I kind of have intro music, I guess. I'm getting vaguely more professional by the day. No canned opening yet, though. I'm working on that. I'd take this opening as one, but for now, let's just see what happens. So, for a bit of housekeeping, hello and welcome to The View from Britain. That's the name of this show, that's why I need a canned opening. This is a solo show I run, and I've received tips from Joe on how to get it onto the iTunes feed. So if you're listening to this for the first time, and you're wondering how this came about, then just go to boardwrestlingfan.com and you'll find out for yourself, because the first episode is there, but not here. So, that's that. Basically, this is just a show just I came up with on my own, where I just give my point of view on a few things, because I decided we needed more weekly content, and no one wants to review Raw or SmackDown, and I just, I'm too tired to do reviews these days. But if you do like, if you do ever want to do a review, then just contact Joe at on Twitter, at BirdWrestlingFern, or at ThinkSoJoe. By the way, BirdWrestlingFern is Board Wrestling Fan without vowels. I'd spell it out, but that would take a while. God, I really need a canned opening. Anyway, so the point of today's show is that I've worked out how you could book the return of Triple H and the Sting versus Triple H match for WrestleMania. Let's face it, we don't want it, but it's going to happen, and the sooner we accept that, the better. That's how things work. At least for the E. I don't want to compare it to a certain four-letter crime, but it's kind of like that. It's an abusive relationship. But anyway, so how do you go about booking that? Well, there's one easy way out, which is the stipulation of the match was the match between Cena and Rollins, that is that technically, well, Team Cena, Team Authority, technically Triple H is out of power. That's it. There was nothing saying he's not allowed on Raw or SmackDown, they just kind of went that way. Technically, the stipulation was just a loss of power. And it's as simple as that. So, as offensive as some people might find it, he could actually come back as a roster competitor. They could have him come out one day and just say, hey, the stipulation was I'm out of power. I can still come back and I want to beat the shit out of Sting. Well, the vigilante Sting. No exceptions. No one. That is one thing they could do. And as I said, a lot of people not too thrilled with that idea. But at the same time, I wouldn't be too offended if it happened. Like I said, it's a technicality, and I like technicalities. But the idea I actually had was that Seth versus Cena, that's going to continue. It's going to continue after Royal Rumble, because Cena's going to lose that match to set up Lesnar versus Reigns, but Cena still needs something to do. And the way I see it going down is actually that Cena will obviously lose that match, and he'll probably lose via Seth Rollins, rolling in there and kicking the shit out of him with the briefcase and stuff. So yeah, Cena loses that match, and then in the February pay-per-view that I've forgotten the name of already, is it Fastlane? I don't remember. But anyway, in that show, which will be held shortly after the Royal Rumble, kind of like TLC, which was only a few weeks after the last one. Cena versus Rollins with the stipulation that if Cena loses, the Authority come back. Obviously, Cena loses, Triple H comes back, and he books himself in a match with Sting for WrestleMania. The only problem I have with that is that there's not much time to really build the feud. But that's the way it already is, because there's only a few months until WrestleMania already. Even if they stop building now, it's still It's a longer build in terms of what they usually get, but at the same time, it's still kind of a short build. I mean, they could have built up from Survivor Series, but at the same time, it's pretty good that Sting hasn't made an appearance. Like G said, him being gone is best for business. But yeah, I can just easily see. I think it is going to ultimately come down to Cena versus Seth, with the stipulation that if Cena loses, if Seth wins, then the Authority come back. I kind of, sort of, like the idea of a Cena heel turn, with him going heel and bringing them back as a heel, but that's not going to happen for a while yet. I said last week that the Rise of Reigns does leave room for a Cena heel turn, but not yet. And Sting versus Triple H is pretty much guaranteed to happen at this point, so they need to do something. So yeah, that's one of the least offensive ways I can see to bring Triple H in. I'm not sure what else there is to talk about, to be honest. I've managed to cover that quite simply in a 6-minute period. Ooh. Okay then. Maybe I'll have something more to say next time. But for now, thank you for listening. And as always, listen to Board Wrestling Fan on bwf.com at 2 p.m. Eastern every Sunday. I won't be there this Sunday. I don't think so anyway. Because I have been invited to a children's birthday party. But I say children's birthday party, it's my niece's. There's two of them born on the same day, but many years between them. One is turning 17, the other is turning 13, I think. But anyway, yeah, family matter. I'll see what I can do. But at the same time, just listen to Board Wrestling Fan Radio, bwf.com, 2 p.m. Eastern. Tune in again next week for another British point of view. And enjoy wrestling as much as you can. It's tough, I know, but we do what we can. We watch this shit so that you don't have to. And then we talk about it so you can listen. We need more live listeners. Come listen. Bye.